Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Paul Cherry is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's a friend of ours, our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Performance-Based Results, which is a sales and leadership training organization. He teaches sales professionals all over the world how to put their best foot forward and helps companies understand how to budget sales and how to plan the growth of their business based on these sales structures that he helps them with. And he's the author of Questions That Sell, and he's our good friend. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thanks for having me again. I'm glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Paul, let's talk about 2009, and I'll tell you why. I think 2009 is a different year from 2006, 7, or 8. I think it's going to be a different year from 2010, 11, and 12. I think 2009 is a year that, especially with regard to dealing with customers, is a year that may actually stand alone. What do you think about that?
You know, I think, yes, in many ways it is, and it's a wake-up call for all of us because, to some great extent, we've fallen all into a state of complacency. And all I mean by that is there's been a lot of opportunities to pick low-hanging fruit, to get a lot of those orders that would come our way. And the challenge now is that we really have to go out and create and drive these opportunities. That's the big challenge, and
right. That's
shifting our mindset that we can't sit back.
Well, the reason why I think it's important to talk about this, Paul, is so that we don't react in the wrong way to the way people are treating us, the way customers are behaving, the way they're responding to us, that we don't react as if that were a rejection of us. It's the reality that they're facing, and if we're going to get their business, we have to deal with them in 2009 realities, don't we?
We absolutely do. And as you know, all of our customers are in business to make money, to generate a profit. We got to stay focused on that, how we can help them be
right. Successful.
And that
right. Means
creating value and selling solutions. Helping give the best price, but give them the best solution.
What are some of those solutions? What are some things that you're telling your clients, the people you're training? What are you telling them about 2009?
2009 is that be more creative. You know, think out of the box. You know, I was working with a client in the ice cream business, and being in a retail environment, you can't sit and wait for the customers to come to you, or just some of the traditional stuff that, okay, maybe I'll do a little bit of direct mail or do some coupons. For example, she's going into the schools, she's going into nonprofit organizations, and she's saying, you know, look, let's find some ways to really create some revenue generation for you. She's having a bang-up year, a successful year, because of the fact that she's doing things differently this year versus last year. Getting creative.
One of the things you indicated just now is, in the creative way, one of the things I've been saying to my audience is that more and more customers are not going to come to you or remember you as much as they're going to give you permission to remind them about you. I'm talking about beyond just running a standard advertisement, which they're still responding to those, but they also want to be reached out and connected in other ways. Some of the new media forms, like email, like instant messaging, like connecting with them on their cell phones, that kind of thing. They're giving you permission to do that more than they ever were. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, take advantage of the opportunity that there's so much fear, anxiety, emotions that are stirred up. People are more receptive to listen to you and engage with you today. Take advantage of that. I was talking to a financial advisor just yesterday, and, you know, a year ago he was saying, you know, people wouldn't even listen or talk to me because they'd be like, okay, I'm already satisfied. I'm happy the way things are.
Right.
Well,
right. Guess
what? Everybody seems to be dissatisfied. They're looking and listening and open to new opportunities. Get in there and dig. and create those opportunities with those customers. Align yourself, partner with yourself, and that means find as many connections as you can with these individuals to help them be more effective and successful.
What about the way when you approach customers? Let's say that you're not a retail, for the moment, let's leave, well, even with retail, it doesn't matter. Isn't it important to, more than ever before this year, to make sure that before we talk to them about what we have to sell, we make sure we know what's on their mind, what they want, what they need?
Oh, it's all about that, Jim. It's asking the right questions and really dig deeper and really understanding. You know, we perceive our good relationships with a lot of our customers out there. Our research finds those that, for the most part, we're only on the surface. We think we understand them, but it's always surprising. Why is it then that they leave? And it's because, you know, another opportunity came that way. We didn't ask the key questions that are really understanding where our customers are today and where they really want to be. And that's what we teach and preach is get as much as you think you know about your customers, dig a little bit deeper. You'd be shocked and surprised how much you need to know.
Let's talk about how you dig. What are some of the questions that you have for us for 2009? What are some specific types of 2009 questions to ask?
You know, it's getting beyond some of the what I call pretty good questions, such as, you know, what are your goals? What do you want to be accomplishing? Not bad, but get a little bit deeper. It's just tweaking those questions and asking, you know, help me to envision where you are today versus where you want to be a year from now.
Right.
Walk me through. Help me understand. Clarify for me. Take me through. Take me through those steps so that people can help you really kind of see some of the bumps, the barriers, the hurdles that they want to overcome. And if you listen for some of those things, what me as a salesperson or a business owner wants to help minimize those bumps and hurdles so that I can help them achieve those goals and become more of that partner and solution to that individual.
Is the word sell a little bit too much? Is the concept of selling today, does the word actually become counterproductive for us in 2009? Paul, I'm being a little bit of a heretic here now, is the concept of selling, could it actually get in our way this year in terms of the way we have to support and help our customers? And I want you to answer that when we come back. I'm going to give you time to think about that. Folks, the idea is, if somebody says go sell something, does that thought in your head, the idea, that concept, is that actually counterproductive in 2009? As I say, I'm being a little bit of a heretic here. We're going to come back after these messages and get Paul to answer that question. Paul Cherry is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a little Celine Dion, by the way, bringing us back. I like her music, don't you? When you get to my site, you can check out my blog. You can check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can look at the sample of my newsletter and subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We got stuff that you can read in 5 seconds. We got stuff you can listen to in 1 minute. We got stuff you can listen to in 15 minutes or read in 3 minutes. Anything from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, we got something for you. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. And if you'd rather we send you stuff, we'll do that too. As I said, we drink our own Kool-Aid. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter if you want. That's twitter.com/JimBlassingame. Paul Cherry is our guest, and he is the author of Questions That Sell. He's one of the world's experts on selling. And Paul, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Okay, the website is P as in peanut, B as in butter, results.com.
PBResults.com.
Okay, Questions That Sell. You can find it at online, any major bookstore, Amazon.com, etc.
All right. And the book is called Questions That Sell. Paul, remind us a little bit about what you do for your customers.
Yeah, we are a sales and sales leadership organization, aligning ourselves with customers to help them grow their business. And it comes down to asking the right questions to win in business and in life, because that's the power of selling. So when you ask me about, you know, the challenges today and, you know, go out and sell. And when I heard that, some of the negativity that's involved, well, yeah, I think that pressure that gets pushed on anybody in sales, in a sales environment today is that, yeah, it's good. We have to step up to the plate and be a little bit more proactive in this, you know, reactive marketplace. But be very careful, because as soon as customers pick up the fact that this person's being pushy, you know, being a little bit obnoxious, trying to, you know, convince or close me, you're actually pushing customers away. So it's so important, that little attention to detail. And the detail is asking questions, probing, listening, understanding, so that you can really get that critical
more
nugget of information and take that information and then craft your solution in a way to sell the right solution.
Ask more, tell less, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
But this thing about that I was asking you, that you were alluding to there, about is the concept of selling actually, if, you know, for you to say, well, I've got to go make a sale today, I've got to sell something today, go out and get something. We got to, you know, we all know we have to do that. But I just wonder if, especially in this year, Paul, I've been saying for months now, the thing we have to remember is somebody's buying something from someone somewhere right now. Might as well be you. But they're buying stuff. They may not be allowing people to sell them. There's a difference between I'm going to buy something today from me allowing you to sell me something today. Believe it or not, I think there are two different things. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. Absolutely. I had a conversation with a client just last week, and they're saying that in today's environment, it's a real challenge to go out and create new market share. That is, grow new business. But what he's saying is, to his message to his sales professionals is, we got to go out and we got to steal market share. You know, which you're alluding to is the fact is,
right,
somebody out there is buying something. So
right,
if they're buying it from a competition, wait a minute, let's get out there and take it away from our competitors. We should be earning that business.
But the only way to take it away, the only way I think to take it away from somebody, and I still think that this is a magic question, Paul, and that is this. What can I do to help you? That's not a selling question, folks. That's a problem-solving question. What can I do to help you? I think that's a magic question for 2009. What do you think?
Yes. And you know what? It's a great question. You may not always get the feedback you want, but keep peeling away, because there's something going on that person wants. They're not satisfied with status quo. Stir things up. So I agree with you. Find it out what it is, what they really want.
It doesn't matter if you get the answer.
Get to those emotions, and you know what? You'll make a sale.
It doesn't matter if they give you the answer you want. The important thing is that they give you the answer that's on their mind. Because until you get that out, right, Paul? Until you get that out, there's a wall up there. Because they're not interested in what you have to sell. They're only interested in solving their own problems.
That's right. That's right. We've all heard the acronym, all of our listeners, WIIFM, What's In It For Me?
That's right.
Tune into that, because that's what customers care about. And the only way you can tune into that is asking those questions and keep peeling away.
Paul, are you seeing – one of the things I'm encouraging people to do is to keep their ears and eyes open for trends in 2009 that will help them see into the future, at least into 2010. Are you seeing any trends out there that will give you any indication about 2010? I've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, when you talk about trends, yes, and I think it's stay in the proactive mode, because what's going to happen is we're going to get through this little dip. And as soon as things start picking up, you want to be in a position like a surfer to be surfing that wave and really to be able to capitalize on all those great opportunities. So it's one thing, you know, trying to garner up crumbs, but stay focused on the big opportunities, because that's where it is to keep your position yourself in a position of control and influence,
Paul,
and to grow your business.
Thank you
that's
for
key.
Being here, Paul. Thanks again for your words of wisdom. Questions That Sell is the book. PBResults.com is the website. Paul Cherry is the guy. Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim. Thank you as always. Appreciate it.
All right. Paul Cherry, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Going to come right back after these messages with our good buddy Jim Sebastiu. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.